You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big Jay Oakerson.
And you're listening to The Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to The Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey everyone, it's Jacob, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. New York City might be in lockdown. Big J and Dan might not be able to make it to the Sirius XM studios to broadcast, but that didn't stop them from getting the bonfire to the people. And so they began the quarantine tapes.
What's weird about Tuesday was I don't think we thought it would be our last live show for them. You know what I mean?
I was not, Tuesday I was not frazzled. Well,
no, when Tuesday, we did
Tuesday
the
I wasn't frazzled. Wednesday is when I started to get like, me and Fenoya going up to work were like nervous and then got ourselves like, we're doing the thing that you're doing. Like probably worst case scenario for me is I get sick for a little bit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And be back in a week or 2 weeks, whatever. And then that's when Becky Rodriguez walked up and just gloom and doomed us. She came and goes, everyone's going to get, she has the perfect like deadpan face.
Everyone's going to
get it. Everyone's going to get it. By the end, I was like, I'm not taking all of the medical advice from a person with purple bangs. I have purple hair currently. I'm also not doling out medical advice.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know anything.
That's the scarlet letter of don't tell me medical advice.
I am not going to.
Even if I was at a medical office and a woman with purple hair was like, the test results are back, I go, give it to someone with fair hair.
I certainly wouldn't pretend.
Or black. Black or fair. I will not listen to one of these odd colored haired.
I certainly wouldn't pretend to know anything. I don't. I'm not saying she's pretending.
I don't know
I'm saying
shit,
like,
dude.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm actually not reading a ton and just kind of following the instructions because the more you read, you're exactly like you said before. Like, it'll scar your lungs. You're dead.
Oh, it says your mom thinks you're gay.
I'm trying to read everything because the thing that is comforting about reading stuff is that there is a lot of conflicting information, and I know it's weird that that's comforting, but it's like when you hear really bad things. You might read something else that conflicts that information. So we are kind of in a thing where it's like we don't know.
The exact same thing as Rude Jude, the all out show. You're like, wow. I don't know if you consider Rude Jude's thing.
The Real Housewives podcast is saying that this thing can't be transferred person to person. So
yeah, they're fine.
We put out the 48 hours.
And that's coming from Candy and I can't remember the other one's name.
And Mr. Sass.
Everybody's demeanor on Tuesday, we did the pre-tape and the live show, and we're all kind of like fine and living life. And Wednesday, even on Wednesday last week, we were still trying to figure out, like, we hadn't canceled Skankfest yet. We were still trying to figure out, like, okay, what are the laws? What's the permanent events? Let's give it till Friday. And then by midday Thursday, we were almost like, okay, we got to cancel this. And it was like everything spun out from there. And over the weekend, I mean, they are recommending like 50 or more now. And it just seems, I'm like, oh, the best thing is just to kind of stay away from each other and not let this spread and let it contain so they can spread out who needs to go to the hospitals.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm like, maybe the universe knew we all needed a little bit of a break. Like, I don't know.
It is a thing of
I'm enjoying the rest.
Yeah,
for sure.
Everyone's going to be Sean Murphy, who was featured for me in DC, was like, man, those shows when this thing is lifted, those first couple of weeks of shows are going to be insane of people being like, yeah, you know what I mean?
And I do feel like we're lucky in New York is that, you know, I know all the small businesses are going through a really hard time right now, having to shut down. I'm sure things will be figured out. Otherwise, like, everybody's just going to be out on the street. So it's like there's going to have to be something figured out. But also the
which
small
again,
cabarets.
Go to the Bonfire SXM on Twitter and vote on our poll. Should Dan go get his go bag and weaponry?
Dan,
weaponry.
Does Dan go weapon up?
Do I got to go level up?
But I feel so thankful to live in New York because I think that these smaller clubs, the small cabarets, the small music venues are going to pick up again and be lively again before the huge arenas.
Yeah.
And so that it is like important to just kind of like hang with friends and.
But the arenas are going to fucking fill up.
When I walk over to Skanks tonight, I may take my bow staff with me. Just because I walk the streets as a bow staff guy now.
Dude, do it.
I really should.
Do it.
You guys didn't get your apocalypse weapons yet?
I go, dude, what are you guys doing? You guys are walking over here unarmed?
Dude, I really should walk over there with my bow staff.
100% walk over there with your bow staff.
Where's our buck knife?
Huh?
Where's our knife?
It's here.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my. I'll go get my Rambo blade. I'm telling you, I'm going off this poll. If it goes 50% under,
I stay unarmed. It goes over. I'm getting out of this. I'm getting back to Queens. I'm getting my stuff.
But if they vote that you don't go get them, just know your chick's place has to have, like, you could become like the baddest ass dude with kitchen knives.
Oh yeah.
Very happy I don't bite my nails anymore.
Hey.
Big. That's big. I still have to keep my fingers out of my mouth because I very instinctually still do that.
Yeah. But I suck my thumb as a grown adult, so that's a big problem.
Dude, I had stepbrothers who sucked their thumb well in the teens.
Really?
My ex-girlfriend also used to, she used to suck her thumb and rub a piece of string. She called her Silky.
Oh. And then, oh, man.
And her parents would make fun of it about her. And I go, I don't know what I'm talking about. She kind of hit it for me. And then when we lived together, dude, I mean, the real, like the finger over the nose.
I think we've talked about
the hook,
this before.
The finger over
the
nose hook.
Over the nose.
And rubbing a piece of ribbon. I'm like, I think I might be dating a special needs person.
That's a person where you witness a trauma that sends you back to that. You know what I mean? That jump starts, like a trauma jump starts you to sucking your thumb, being like, you might as well be rocking back and forth going, baby, go to sleep.
Yeah.
Baby, be asleep.
Don't touch my ears.
Yeah, there's a lot, you know, obviously each episode is going to reflect what the fuck we know. Right now we just know that shit is getting real, but there are still people hanging on that are like, whatever, I'm going and fucking living my life.
Also know that we're recording for you as much as possible in the time we have that we can do it. So the shows sometimes might not be up to date on the news.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll be able to make you laugh a little bit.
I mean, that's the intention of this, is I think just to be able to do the show, number one, is cool. Number two, people probably want to hear shit that isn't before the coronavirus.
I'll tell you what's not affecting, the massive amounts of construction that happen out back of our goddamn house every day. They are going fine.
I wonder if you thought that last night before you go to bed. You go, hey, bright side is, could sleep in tomorrow. Pretty low noise.
King, 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 king.
I mean, I don't know what they're building. It's like they're building a giant concrete ditch.
Yeah. It's
with
nice.
With a lot of grinding metal.
Sleeping at the girlfriend's, I don't have the train by me.
Ooh, that's
so
nice.
I've been like sleeping. Like, I remember when I moved to Alaska, my aunt, when I slept at her house the first night, she's like, she put heavy blankets up so no light came through. And she was like, the silence at first is great. It's like scary silent. And she's
deafening.
Like, and then she's like, then it'll help you sleep. And it was like, because she lived on an acre of her own land. So you just go to sleep and you'd be like, because there's nothing. It's crazy. It's crazy. And then here you're like,
doesn't sound like the virus is killing anything.
It will. Those are the noises, though, that you don't want to hear go away, because that means fucking infrastructure is being shut down. When they have to do that, when they have to do the whole thing of like
everything. Now this is a building.
Yeah.
This is just a building. They could stunt this process for a while.
Oh, you think this is fucking, that's hilarious. They're like, this is definitely illegal construction.
Yeah.
They're like, you have to stop working. They're like, no, we're encouraged to get the coronavirus. I'm being paid by a company to try out the new medicine they're developing.
What do you think? I wonder what's going on with that. I mean, you don't hear any talk about vaccine.
There will be a movie.
Even if they're working on it.
There will be a movie 20 years from now where they're like, as a virus spread, a gay albino Asian doctor.
So woke.
Stop it. Yeah, this is like the wokeness survives.
Hi, it's Jacob again, and in the midst of a global pandemic, Big J explained to Dan, Christine, and guest Ari Shaffir what qualifies as having seen Bush and why pubic hair matters.
I literally, on the way home last night from Long Island, we were listening to Hurt So Good, John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
And this song always reminds me of when I was a kid, how much I enjoyed the scene, but also was a little confused that in the movie is when they go to that honky-tonk bar out of town so they can dance. And that song comes on, and it focuses on those drum parts, those isolated drum parts, on the girl, Lori Singer, is that her name? Shaking her ass, like, right up close, her ass going back and forth, and it is
nothing's there.
I mean, it's the word Jordache as like it was on paper,
really
written that flat. Yeah, and that's the thing. Christine goes, yeah, but flat butts particularly were in the 80s, 90s.
Do you think those are the only people that were showing them, and the big butt appears just kind of stayed out, trying to keep?
But
it
as a kid, I was if there was a girl, I said Christine also goes, I was like, I was always like butts. And
I like
goes, I grew up in a neighborhood that had a lot of black people in it, though. So I'm like, maybe, because I've always, like, around butt, I was still felt like I was like, ooh, I'm gonna see. I looked at it like big titties, like ooh.
See, I grew up obviously a big tits guy. Butts to me started blowing up around the turn of the century. So I really started, but that was also when I was like 14, 15. So I was growing up, and I was
starting to, cold temperature. You didn't want those warm butts around.
I mean, dude. But then I started noting, like, remember Vita Guerrera?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Like she was like one of the first butts where I was like, I want to jerk off to a butt.
I just like boobs only.
But I love boobs.
When it's like swimsuit issue when it was like when they're a little wet, so you can sort of see through the swimsuit.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Oh, listen, I'm all about nip.
Yeah, nip.
That's why I said it's why I like pubes.
There's nip, no nip
you're,
in a butt.
You're seeing the dirty part. Even if all you see is nip, you'd be like, oh, I saw her titty. If just a thing popped off of a girl's nipple, and the rest of her tit was covered by
that's
a dress.
Weird.
You'd be like, "I saw her."
I would. I'd be like, yeah. "I saw her nipple."
If I saw
her tit,
I saw
Patrice's
anything outside of areola only.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, I didn't see her tit.
She could show her nipple. She could put her fingers on her nipples, and she could bounce her boobs together. And go, I saw her boobs,
and that's why I hate. I mean, not hate, but it's why I don't prefer bald pussies. Because in just seeing them, if there's some hair, you go. That's, I've seen your pussy. That's your pussy.
Uh-huh. You're saying that's the receipt.
That's your pussy. That's your
you're
pussy
saying,
there.
You're saying pubic hair is the receipt on seeing the
I remember
pussy.
The first the time, I remember the first time a girl did that. A girl goes, I shaved my, we were teenagers and like talking to her. And I was like, something about showing her bush. And she goes, I don't have one. I go, shut up. She goes, no, I don't have one. And she pulled her pants down. I mean, you know, she pulled her pants down in front and her thumb was what was covering the beginning of her pussy slit. And she pulled it down for like, you know, 5 seconds or whatever and pulled it back up. And I'd say, I didn't see her pussy.
No, that's true. You didn't.
But had there
I
been,
but if it was, if there was, if there was a bush there, dude, I saw her pussy. Absolutely.
What about a side cleavage?
This is a
tank
great
top.
Conversation, by the way.
Yeah. I would say you did see her. Oh, I don't know.
Now you don't, see, you don't have to see an asshole to say you saw an ass.
What do you mean? No, if you just if those girls who wear like short jeans, you haven't seen their butt.
Yes.
You have to see crack.
Crack. Exactly.
Full crack, by the way.
You got to see full crack. You're right. Yes. If thong. I haven't seen your butt.
I haven't seen
right.
your butt.
If just a little smidge of like
I
a
saw your cheeks.
A quarter size,
you could, but you could
like
amend
lipper
it.
Goes up. That's you could amend just it like goes, I just saw a what?
You go. I saw your cheeks.
Cheeks.
Saw your
yeah.
cheeks. Saw your butt cheeks.
But now let's
butt.
Say a girl had the like a loose tank top, full side cleavage coming out,
love
and
it.
Just like what? And then she's like rubbing in the middle. So now down the middle, you can see almost, but no nip. You can't. You'd be like, I didn't see your boobs.
Yeah, I didn't see your boobs.
I don't. I mean,
wait. Go, do it again.
Okay. Remember that girl we saw in the East Village that time?
Yes.
We each saw separately. This mm-hmm. chick in a white tank top with just huge, no bra.
Letting
huge,
it go.
Let me
great
tell you,
side
she
cleavage.
She is causing a problem for some man.
We saw her an hour apart,
or yeah. a woman. Who knows?
We she both could, said in the East Village, this girl was walking around all day.
I'm like, I didn't see.
And she would just let it, like she would let it swim out from the side.
Yeah.
And you would just see
pretty much the boob, though. You would see the.
No,
nip.
You saw her nip.
You
yeah.
saw her nip for
yeah.
sure.
But what were you saying? You saying
I guess, no, I guess that girl would be no matter what.
You saw her nip,
boob.
Yeah.
Listen, it's the way I feel when girls wear pasties.
You're like, I didn't see your boob?
I would never waste time at a yeah, I'm not seeing that girl's tit. That's
yeah.
not seeing her tit.
There's it's something not, weird. You're right, Jay.
That's not seeing
my,
a tit?
I'm gonna amend
no,
my
I guess
statement.
You're right. I guess you're right.
Because now go to the nipples. Go to
do
the
you have pictures of only nipples, no boob?
I get what you're saying,
what
though, Ari, though, and Dan, too. It's provocative.
Very
I'm not arguing. I'm not saying it's not sexy and whatever.
You didn't see her boobs?
I
no, because you
see
nip. You see nip there on that one.
Oh, how about this? And let me be specific. When
can
I say nip,
on those, please.
When I say nip,
separate story. Wow,
yeah. That's too much. Nip.
Wow,
that's
I could quarantine
nip.
Myself in those.
Yeah, but
no,
but here's
thanks.
The thing. Also, and
like
I should specify when I say nip, I am including areola.
Oh, areola for sure. And butt.
But the actual nip is that's the 100%. You saw tit.
Right, right. Because you can see like a shade of an areola.
Yeah.
But if like, you see, but if you see like decent amount of areola,
that's also
you saw tit. Look, there you go. You seen that girl's tits? Even though you don't see any of the bottom of them,
which
the
one?
Middle, the middle. Christine, that reddish picture.
No, but you're seeing most of the boob.
No, right.
That's a
that's
bad
her
example.
Tits.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's a bad example. If she had a little bit more covered, I think
no. But she's covering the bottom of her.
So
boobs.
You're not seeing this girl's tits.
Nope.
Nope.
You're right, and it's about as much as showing in the other one.
Yep. You're not seeing her tits.
Christine, can
nips.
You get a picture of just only nipple exposed, no tits?
Yeah, nipple.
Whoa.
Through but like nipple through fingers, like that picture over there.
I've never thought about seeing. Just
I mean, like
that.
Nothing, not even the
just like
line
this.
Top.
Just, like
yeah, just seeing those.
If a girl, just picture
or reverse paste.
Picture
you,
this.
You will.
Girl sends you a picture.
Uh huh.
Holding her tits, fingers all closed, naked, but holding her tits in the front.
You'd be like, show me
now.
Yeah.
She sent you another picture. Tell me your feelings aren't different about this. Mm-hmm. Another picture, simply opening up, giving like the Vulcan fingers,
showing,
and letting the nips come through.
That's a better one.
It's a much, much better picture.
Okay. Did you see boob on that picture?
Yes.
Yes. Let me think about this. I think,
you know what? I didn't think I was going to side with Jay on this.
You're seeing the part, man. Yes. That's the part. Right.
And that's just the bumps.
Let me switch it.
You're right.
Ari, let me switch it to.
I saw boob.
Let me switch it to penis talk. Okay. If I see your trunk, I didn't see your dick.
If you see bush of a dick, you have not seen dick.
But I'm saying if I see your head, no matter what, if I see your head.
Head alone.
I see your head alone. I see your dick. I saw your dick.
But if you see the beginning of shaft?
No.
Not right. That's no dick.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I don't know if I fully agree with that, but I will say for sure.
Yeah.
If it's a bigger deal, if your pants come down and someone sees if you have a dick like this.
Yeah.
I don't
see the top.
If you see the fur, you're seeing the dick. But if you go down and your shaft like is like, you know, halfway down the shaft,
yeah,
is showing less, I believe, than if as the joke you do the thing where you pull your dick head, just like the top inch of your dick, like out of your jeans.
Yeah, sure.
And you show it to somebody. I think you're showing them something more.
If you show the head,
if you show the head,
yeah, that's what Soto just said.
No, for sure. But I'm just saying like the trunk though. But I think if you see trunk. I'd say I saw this guy had his dick out. I would. Trunk.
Over an inch of trunk.
If you see balls, you didn't see dick.
No, balls are different.
Balls completely different. Balls have a completely different
balls
jurisdiction.
Balls are almost like a third thing.
But I'm saying this. If you see bush on a guy, the full bush, you haven't seen dick.
No way.
But I say you get past the crease of trunk, you know, where it's like bent, folding over itself, pointing down, we'll say. If you get past the crease, you've seen dick.
Yeah.
Past the crease from where the thigh or the chest goes,
you get
an
inch down the dick on from top down. You've seen dick. You see like the delineation. You're like, oh, that's shit.
Like Spencer's gifts posters for the guys, just towels like barely
showing. If I were asleep in like some Umbros,
right,
and I rolled over and you saw my dick head coming out. You didn't see my you saw my dick.
You saw your dick.
The head. Even what if it came over the bottom of your underwear?
That's what I'm saying.
Fully bought. Right. You see.
Are you guys co-signing also that if you see a girl's bush, you're seeing her pussy?
I don't know. I was going to ask the next picture.
Jake,
can you show
you this?
A picture of
this
bush
is easy.
Only, this no puss.
If the nips thing converted you guys, this is going to
bush only, no puss, please.
I think I'm with Jay on this now. I see the light.
Yeah.
I
would have to see this bush, though. I said before I think you're right, but now I'm less sure.
No, I definitely think like because if you think the way Jay explained it when she pushed down her underwear,
yeah,
I'm like, man, I would have
like
seen
if that was that. What is that spinning thing at the circus, whatever?
Gravitron.
Yeah, it keeps you against the wall. If a girl's like underwear came up during that or her skirt came up and you saw just hair, let's see what we got.
Dude,
I would say like
a little landing strip,
huh?
That's all bush.
No, but that's
I want
a girl
only bush, everything else covered.
Full bush. Should we go full bush?
Even touch
time,
bush.
Guys, should we make a bush agreement?
No one. Yeah, well, you can't.
Bush what? Out.
Oh, you could do it at home. I was going to say, oh, man, that's right. Christine's pussy's going to get gross for 8 weeks.
Why? You can't afford a fucking razor?
She doesn't shave. She's a waxadoo.
You got to buy your own. Christine, have you thought about that? You got to wax yourself?
I'll wax you, Christine.
I just started laser hair removal too.
Oh.
I was supposed to go in for my second session like next week.
Dude, that's what caused the virus. Armenia trying to do laser hair removal.
You don't think about that. There's people who had like LASIK scheduled and stuff and were like
physical therapy for their fucking joints.
Hey everybody, I hope you do like bush because we're about to have a world of it.
Yeah, we're about to have a lot of bush hair.
On Wednesday's show, Dan Soder explained to everyone how he became the dry hump master.
The girl my senior year that I took to prom, we were watching a baseball game, and I didn't have anybody to ask. And she was like, if you take me, I'll hook up with you. And I was like, okay, you want to go to prom?
What did she mean, hook up?
I didn't know.
Did you ever find out?
Nope, she hooked up with my friend.
On prom night?
Yep.
You went with her?
I didn't want to hook up with her. The second we were in the car together, I was like, this sucks.
Why?
Not that it sucks. She was cool.
Because personality, you can get over real quick if you're a teenager getting ready to fuck.
I wasn't going to fuck her. I knew I wasn't going to fuck her.
So when she said hook up, she just meant like make out.
I was hoping to get a handy, maybe a beach. Like best case scenario.
Sure.
I would have played my own my cards right. I would have caught a beach.
Do you already catch a beach at that point in your life?
Never. Never. Yes.
How old are you in your virginity?
16. Remember that Mexico story?
Yeah.
About the girl with her parents next door?
Yeah, so I'm trying to remember. Yeah, yeah.
And I had, outside of that, gotten... I dry-fucked a couple women to completion.
To completion?
This is my whole stats. I'm giving you all
to
my stats.
To completion?
Yeah, dude. I used to bust nuts in my fucking...
I've never came inside my pants.
What?
Nope.
I used to wear these...
Never one time in my life I've ever...
You know what's crazy is I still have a couple of them... Because they turn into my fucking wank boxers. Every time I would jerk and come into boxers, I held on to the same pair from high school that I had. Like, they were like the Target 3-pack, loose fitting.
Bring them in.
Soft. They were soft, but I would wear them. And then the girl would get down to her panties. I would get down to my underwear and hump, and then I'd come. And then that was it.
How old were you when you did the
15?
And you never, and dick never them? Slipped in ever or anything?
No. She had her panties on.
No, I know, but I...
Just rub it on top. Just rub. Remember that's how I used to jerk off before
I... Did you catch any fur?
Dude, the thought of pulling my pants out of... My dick out of my underwear was, like, foreign to me.
Right, but I'm saying with the girl, like, did she ever, like, pull them down and give you a little shot of the muffle?
I went to finger once or twice and got to do that.
Felt a little muffle.
Would the girl finish? Like, would she hump to come?
Not a chance.
Not a chance in fucking...
I don't even need Dan's answer for that. No girls ever come from dry hump.
Girls can hump to come.
Yeah, that's how I, when I was little...
And you know what, Christine? I actually believe there was a girl that did...
Dude,
she had volleyball pants. Shout out to her. She came to my show at Comedy Works.
I could come dry humping when I couldn't come from sex.
Is that really true? Because I was going to say, you can get jackhammered in your fucking snatch hole and sit there and look at a ceiling.
Some women come...
It's hard to believe that you can fucking hump to come.
Some women can come like that. Dude.
Because it's all clit.
By the way, shout out to the girl. I'm not going to say names, but she came out to my show at Comedy Works. Her and her husband, very lovely man. But immediately when I went in the green room, I told Justin, I was like, I dry humped her until I came in my underwear. And he was like,
weird.
He was like, what? That's crazy.
Chris, how long did it take you? Seven and a half hours.
Well, that was like kid stuff.
When you're 15 and you start rubbing your crotch, you're like, whoa.
I'm telling you, Christine's fucking pussy is like my knuckles, dude.
But now she's like...
You can just pinch it and twist it and grab it. It means nothing.
That's how I used to masturbate up until I was...
With a noogie? A clit noogie?
I would like lay on my like thumbs face down and kind of like hump my hands to masturbate.
Dude, a lot of women hump shit. And then I found out it made me feel better when I found out, because I was... Coming up, I was humping stuff till I came, and then
I thought it was almost weirder that a guy was doing, because it seemed like I was like, oh, guys can
just
by humping.
Well, yeah. Most guys are like, give me a hand job. It's like, I don't want a hand job. I can just fucking press against you and just fuck.
I'm
like
gonna fuck these cushions.
I'm gonna fuck your thigh.
I might have went for a hump over a HJ because I'd have been insecure about her fucking my dork not being big enough.
But I'm telling you,
there is one time in my life. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was definitely like a hotel room with like a couple girls that came hanging after a show, and was the only time in my life, even with women who have been very angry at me that I've hooked up with and whatever thing, the only time that it was like a truth or dare type game, it may have been, I'm trying to think of what other comics may have been there. It was so long ago. It may have been DeRosa and Josh Wade, maybe?
Yeah.
But like, we had these girls, and it was like everyone, and there was like one girl that was like, dared me to like pull my dick out, like, and it was just one of those, like, and I was like, nah, cause I knew, I was like, it was soft, first of all.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was gonna get hard in this scenario with everyone, and I don't even remember if any of the other two guys were around the moment, so that's why I don't know if they could even back to, also, I might be wrong about who the guys are, but whatever it was, this girl, like, the girl who was, like, you know, the mouth of the group, like, the sassy, like,
yeah,
it's like, we're here, you're lucky, kind of feeling she's giving off. Got me somehow to like, it was like, well, come on, if we're playing the game, like, pussy, if you want us to show our pussies and tits or whatever, you know, I was like, why don't you show something? And it just came down like the wire. It was like, and I just remember like just tugging as best I could and like pulling it out with like a stretch, which makes it thin.
Yeah.
And whenever I pulled it out and she gave some reaction, I don't know if it was on the nose, but it was some reaction of like laughably like, whoa, dude, what's going on? And I don't know. That may have been the thing that shut me down like permanently on being insecure on that.
But cause I'm telling you right now, if she would have caught you when you're on a heavy hang after a good piss, like a real heavy hang, and then she's like, pull it out or whatever, you do a heavy hang, and she goes, whoa, that might have changed your whole perspective on everything, where you'd be like, hey, not that bad, huh?
I mean, I've cared about it as much. I still probably think I have a small dick, but I probably wouldn't. I probably would have been like, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But I don't have it, it is what it is. I hate it.
Yeah, get over it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Get over it. You're in your 40s. Get over your dick. How many, you know how many girls like I've watched you make come with your dick? Like, it's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. Your boots on the ground. Like, yeah, you've been there. Like, I'm like, you've been like holding the girl's head as he's making her come fucking her. And you're like,
yeah, I'm like, what needs to happen every that will like girl, make you not feel.
Every girl that I've made come will definitely say the exceptional moment of it was like pussy eating and stuff like that. Like
I don't think that's true. I've watched. No,
I think you're wrong. You're wrong. I honestly think you're wrong.
That's you.
I mean, you were a hunk.
That's what you think.
This is what this is what this quarantine's good for, is to get through the things we're talking about. And I think
you're not building towards me showing you my dick live.
No, having a girlfriend for
it's beautiful. Oh my god, look like chewed bubblegum.
And as far as I go, it wouldn't matter what size your dick is. It's like, I'm a difficult cum.
Yeah, Christine's
like, I'm probably the worst to make a guy secure about his dick.
But even like, yeah, but this is where I'm saying, like, you don't know where Christine's coming from. She could be like, I love your dick. I'm fine. Trust me. You could have a fucking baby arm and you still wouldn't make me cum the way you like.
Yeah, Christine's got Novocaine pussy.
That's hilarious.
Hey, campers, this is DJ Lou. On this week's Lost Tapes, Quarantine Tapes, the gang imagine what it would be like to go through a fucking quarantine in 1997 with no modern conveniences. Stay safe, everybody. Here's the clip.
Can you imagine a quarantine without the internet or cell phones?
I was like, oh my God, like we have like entertainment at our fingertips and we have the internet. Like if this happened, you know, in the
90s. All you had was your VHSs?
Oh my God.
Each other?
No way that.
I mean, you'd be smoking cigarettes, which is super badass, but
yeah, you'd be ripping through
playing,
bugs.
What, you'd be playing Super Nintendo if this went, you know what I mean?
At what age am I? What are we saying?
If it's 97.
97?
You're in high school or playing, out of high school.
I'm out of high school, you're but 19. I'm playing PlayStation 1, living at my mom's.
Yeah.
I'm fucking my girlfriend.
But you got to quarantine. Now quarantine yourself.
Yeah.
So you're at your mom's. So your girlfriend can't come over?
Yeah, she can. Why can't she quarantine with me? She was living with me, I think, when I was 19.
So she's quarantined with you.
Yeah.
Dude, I would have been in hell if I was 14 and I got quarantined with my mom and Joe. They just get drunk.
You go outside and start taking deep breaths, licking the mailman. Someone give it to me.
I'm trying to kiss him on the mouth. He's like, kid, get away from me. I'm like,
somebody please give it to me.
Fucking suck my face. Yeah, dude, think about that. Quarantining in 97.
I was like, you were an only child. I was an only child. I could entertain myself alone.
I was only a child. I was only a child till 11.
N64, yeah. And I'm not going to lie, at 14, if I would have got quarantined, they would have busted out the guys again.
Just
I'm not so sure I wouldn't play with toys right now.
I mean, I'll set up a good fort going on.
I think I can absolutely get myself immersed
in action figures.
In playing with those G.I. Joes again.
If you ordered them on Amazon.
Yeah, if they were new and tight, you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, Sharp paint.
If they were new and tight.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I could.
You could.
I'm wondering if I would concoct storylines in my head again and do like the whole and have big wrestling things.
Let me tell you, I couldn't see
doing like a sports thing. I used to play football games with them, weirdly enough, these odd things. But I couldn't do that now because there's just football video games.
I think if I got a ring and like 10 Hasbro WWF wrestlers.
Why a ring?
Need the ring for wrestling.
You don't though.
Let me state this.
It's bad reach.
This is guy law.
Yeah.
This is guy law. Without the ring, you're just doing a kumite. It's just an illegal karate tournament.
I listen, I hear what you're saying. But here's where your imagination comes in. You got to imagine that ring's around him, dude.
That's what
I would do. I would go...
Cutting boards. Cutting boards used to be my number one rings.
Cutting boards is a good one.
You need anything that's elevated
above
the ground.
I'm talking about straight up my carpet. And I'd go, and if I whipped somebody in the ropes, like I just had them backwards, forward. There was no actual ropes. Yeah. When I had the ring, the stupid... WWE, the big ring for those big fucking
Big ring's different. Hasbro, you can go in from the top and do your stuff in the middle.
No, I know, but that sucks.
No, it doesn't. It's fun.
It's bad. No, I want my elbows on the ground. And
I'm like one of those directors where I can shoot anywhere.
Hey, this is Big J Okerson, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on social media, at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.